Honestly, I had a tough time sleeping when I was in Singapore some years ago. It was my first time overseas. It was hot all the time there. It's sub-equatorial. And I found myself lying awake almost all night long. Now, I was there with another guy. We were ministering together there, teaching in seminars. So since we couldn't sleep, we ended up talking and talking. And the ceiling fan over our heads made about one revolution every minute. Kaboom. Kaboom. So it wasn't doing much good. Finally, about 3 or 3:30 was, well, that's about the time you got to sleep with it getting a little cooler. You wouldn't know it, but you just doze off, and suddenly you would hear a rooster crowing right there in downtown Singapore. This was a number of years ago. The roosters didn't care. They were still crowing. You could hear right after that all the sounds of Singapore waking up. Thank you, Mr. Rooster. I just got to sleep. Now, I didn't grow up on a farm, okay? So this is my first opportunity to listen each morning to the power of a rooster's wake-up call, whether I wanted to wake up or not. Well, I'm Ron Hutchcraft, and I want to have a word with you today about the rooster in your heart. Our word for today from the Word of God comes from Matthew chapter 26. It's a familiar account of the denial of Jesus by his main man, Simon Peter. And in verse 73, we come upon the third time Peter is going to deny his Lord. It says, after a little while, those standing there went up to Peter and said, surely you are one of them, for your accent gives you away. And then he began to call down curses on himself, and he swore to them, I don't know the man. Immediately, a rooster crowed. Then Peter remembered the words Jesus had spoken. Before the rooster crows, you'll disown me three times. And he went outside and wept bitterly. It appears here that Peter betrayed Jesus twice before and didn't deal with what he had done. He managed to get through that okay. But that third time, the Bible says, he went out and wept bitterly. In fact, the Greek means he went out and wept bitterly and loudly. You could hear this man sobbing out loud after what he had done. And it was the sound of the rooster that triggered repentance. You know, in a sense, that rooster did to Peter what roosters often do. He woke Peter up. Now, Jesus told us the Holy Spirit would specialize in wake-up calls. He said in John 16, when the Holy Spirit has come, he will convict the world of sin. So when you betray your Lord in some sin or some compromise, in a sense, there's a rooster calling in your heart saying, wake up, man. Look what you're doing. Do you know how this makes your Savior feel? It's like an arrow to the heart. Well, the question is, what do you do when the Holy Spirit's conviction says, what have you done? It's possible that the rooster's been crowing in your heart lately. Things you've been doing in secret, or when you're with that person that maybe you never should have been associated with. Or maybe when you've compromised the truth, or you've neglected your family again, or you've hurt the people you love again. You rationalize what you should be repenting of. Well, Peter graduated from spiritual treason to spiritual greatness after this denial. Why? Because he let God break his heart over his sin. He responded emotionally to the stabbing pain in his heart. Do you? Spiritual disaster begins when you begin to quench the Spirit of God. You ignore the call that should wake you up. Today, through this program, the rooster's crowing again. It's the Holy Spirit saying, you're breaking Jesus' heart. It's time you shed some tears over it, as he is. It's the cry of a rooster that means a new day is dawning. The conviction of the Holy Spirit can begin a whole new day in your life if you wake up.